So just to finish out in terms of not just CD30 testing, but IHC in general, any comments about quality control and inter-observer differences in how assays are done?
So that's probably a better question for a pathologist, but I think it's important that clinicians talk to the pathologists and see how confident they are. Are the stains really positive, negative? And again, this is an area where I have two issues. Some of the smaller hospital labs may not do these stains routinely, and so their quality may not always be the best. They may not be experienced with background. When is background adequate? The other thing is that a lot of hospitals now send these out to central labs, national labs, and they give good quality, but the thing that's missing there often is communication between the pathologist who reads the slides in some lab, remote from your institution, and whether you can really talk to that person and get the interaction. So one of the things I like in an academic center is I can go talk to the pathologist, and we can look at the slides together and explain, and go back and forth. Does it fit the clinic? I called it positive, but, or I called it negative, however, sort of issues. What's the line in positive? Is there heterogeneity? Some areas positive, some not. So there's lots of fine-tuning that really takes communication between the clinician and the pathologist, which sometimes gets lost when you don't have the pathologist on site doing those studies.
So I want to move on in a second and talk about your cases, but just to take a step back in terms of globally looking at this issue of accurate diagnosis and classification in lymphomas and CLL. First of all, globally, how often do you see a case as a second opinion where the treatment recommendation substantially, and I'm sure it changes depending upon what situation we're talking about, but sort of globally, how often do you see a big difference in the therapeutic recommendation based on this, strategy? Is it, 1 in 100? Is it half, whatever? How often do you see it? And how often do you see the issue of actual misdiagnosis in terms of it not actually even being a lymphoma or not actually even being a cancer?
Yeah, I would say not being a cancer, not being lymphoma, pretty unusual, but it does happen. We've certainly seen acute EBV virus infections misdiagnosed as lymphoma. We've seen some funny T cell proliferations misdiagnosed as lymphoma. So I think those are sort of red flags where I think, what's going on? Very rarely would you see a carcinoma misdiagnosed lymphoma, vice versa. Occasionally, again, if someone doesn't interpret the stains properly, they can do that, but it's pretty rare. I would say it's very disease specific. So someone with a full node that's read as DLBCL, pretty uncommon for that to be misdiagnosed. So it depends on the type of biopsy. B cell clones, probably, I would say maybe 5% will change the subtype. T cell, it's as published data, we also see probably 10-15% significant changes in T cell phenotype. And again, the Hodgkin's, classic Hodgkin's, very rare to overturn that one, but you start seeing classical lymphocyte predominant or nodular lymphocyte predominant, I would say a significant number of those, again, 10, 15, 20% could be changed.